It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
That's right. It's time for News from the Boo, our weekly program, Wednesdays around 5:45, when we hear from folks inside of KBOO about things happening inside the station and in the greater KBOO community. Tonight, we're with station co-manager Monica Beamer and program director and youth collective coordinator Aaron Yankee. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Our phone lines will be open tonight if you'd like to call with a question or a comment. The number to call is 503-231-8187. That is 503-231-8187. Okay, there's only a few days left on the spring membership drive. How's it going, Monica?
It's going well. We have until Saturday at 2 p.m., so a few days left. So now is the time. If you have not called, we need you today to call 877-500-5266. We have a $95,000 goal. We're at about $57,000. So we need our community to come in. It's like, you know, when you're moving house and you need those folks who come the last few hours and really pull it through for you. So it's a community, your radio station, give us a call. It's going well.
Aaron, any specials to tell us about?
Oh, yeah. We have tomorrow, there's Andy Hosh on Africa Oye is going to do a focus on high life from mostly Nigerian and Ghanaian recordings that happened late 50s, mid 50s to mid 60s or so. It's wonderful, great music, and you'll focus on that between 2 to 4 tomorrow. Friday is our fantastic News and Public Affairs Day, so we have a lot of amazing thinkers. Noam Chomsky is talking about It's in Your Hands, which talks about propaganda and how it's designed to discourage us and how we can fight that discouragement. There's a lot of stuff about the economics of happiness, so how to create a new world, new structures, so a world without Wall Street, alternatives to schooling, law in the next economy. Those are some of the lectures. We have a lecture from Bill Moyers when he was in town for the World Affairs Council International Speaker Series, and a talk I was at, so I can vouch for its greatness. It was the Winona LaDuc talk at Reed College.
Love her.
Yeah, she is a native activist, economist and environmentalist, author of a lot of books and articles, and a fantastic speaker. That wraps up News and Public Affairs Day. We have a special on Swinging Country, which will focus on the Mavericks frontman, Raul Malal, will be at Revolution Hall at the end of May. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell will be in town in July, so focusing on them. And then we end our fantastic membership drive with a live broadcast from the River Signal, which is where some of our friends from the tugboat remotes are traveling down America's last highway, the Mississippi River, and we'll be floating. And so that's that Saturday on the 6th. After the drive is over, we have a special, like, thank you. We have a special live remote broadcast. Our friends from the tugboat remotes will be sailing or floating down the Mississippi River from Minneapolis to New Orleans. We will be having weekly shows with them to hear the musicians that they discover, and they'll have live performances, and also have a really interesting kind of radio story drama going along with it that they are just gonna, you know, we will get to discover it with them weekly throughout the summer. Cool. So there's a lot going on in the next few days here around the station.
I want to switch gears since we only have a little bit of time left and give folks a little information on something that they might hear a lot about but might not have given a lot of thought to in the past. Anybody who's volunteered down here for any amount of time, and certainly most of our listeners, will be familiar with the term collective. But what does collective mean in terms of KBOO itself? When we say collective, what are we talking about, Aaron?
We're talking about a lot of different things. This mostly working in collective means working together at the most basic level. So back pre-internet time, there was a limited amount of time and space for us to broadcast on. And so we solved that problem by working communally and together. So there would be people who want to do feminist programs, for instance. So they decided instead of one person having a weekly show, is that they could all share the airtime and have different perspectives, different skills, it really helps with the training opportunities and getting a variety of voices on the air. So that is one way that we work in collective. Another way is that we do a lot of sharing of time slots. So there are collectives like the Different Nature Collective who have a real commitment to bring new and different and interesting music to the airwaves. And then they work together to say like, oh, I'm going to do a special on this person. I'm going to do something on this movement. And then they produce their shows as individual producers, but it weaves together in the whole picture. So those are two kind of examples, like the Bread and Roses Feminist Public Affairs Collective that's been on for over 30 years and the Different Nature Collective that also has an incredibly long history here at KBOO.
How are decisions made in the collective model?
Mostly, I would say there's a consensus model. It's really kind of depends on the issues, but if I am interested in doing a special on a different element of feminist public affairs, and Monica wanted to do the same issue, then we could decide to work together. We could decide to work together on all the parts of it, or decide to take two different angles and put that together in the same hour. It's all, you can make decision making as varied as the individuals that are part of the collectives.
Regarding that, how do the collectives fit into the core values of the station?
With the core values of the station being community, having a progressivist perspective, having emotional maturity, diversity, leadership, and creativity. Those are the values that we have both on and off the air. So collectives they have much more space for community members to become part of the trainings, or to take the trainings and become part of the programming and speak for themselves. Emotional maturity, like it takes a lot of practice to work with people, and our different needs, our different skill levels, our different schedules, our different moods, our different, blood sugar levels, all kinds of things feed into working together. And the best way to work together is in a group and get practice at doing it well. So collectives bring that. They bring an incredible amount of diversity. If I am one person hosting a program, you just have my brain. And, when you get more people, you get more perspectives, more hive mind, more diversity. You can it's just amazing, like the exponential amount of creativity and
community involvement.
Exactly. And leadership and creativity, like as we, radio is a very creative medium, and also it helps you step up and take leadership where you're like, I am a person that is producing this program. I have a role, I have a responsibility to the community, and then you get to bring other people in at the same community building and training and creativity and create a whole that is much greater than the sum of its parts.
And I have to ask, our listeners are going to find this kind of collectivist programming anywhere else besides at KBOO?
I doubt it. Not in the same way, for sure. We, in approximately 7 minutes, the Youth Collective will come, and they are an amazing collective that ranges from Jackson, who is 7, to the 16 or 17. I'm not sure. There's a birthday coming up, and I'm not sure which side of it we're on.
So I love Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's fantastic around here. So that for sure, I know I can guarantee that the KBOO Youth Collective has no other programs like it.
Do they do consensus?
Not strict consensus, but yeah, they do. They are responsible for their own pieces, and then when it comes to put it together on the air,
they decide together.
They decide together. That's yeah, great. Whoever's here decides together.
So. And if listeners want to get involved themselves with collectives, how can they do it?
The first step is to go to a volunteer orientation. Our next one, I am not sure when it is, but it is on the website. And then we train you and we help you find your niche, whatever you're interested in. If you're interested in food, there's a food show that's run by a food collective. If you are under 21, there's a youth collective. Come on down. If you're interested in feminist programming, the Bread and Roses meets regularly. We'll tell you when that is, et cetera, et cetera. So we just, first we get you in the door, we train you up, and then we help you, help us create amazing programming.
That's excellent, Erin. Thank you very much for that info.
Thank you.
Now, we have literally just seconds left. Monica, anything else we should know about that's going on?
Well, just we really want folks to fill in the survey that they can find at our website, kboo.fm, and just scroll down the right-hand side under News from the Boo, and it says we want you to take our survey. It's input for us on we're creating a new mission and vision statement together, and there's more about the process there. And so we hope folks can do that with, I think the survey closes Friday at 5 p.m., which is kind of funny. They make you put a time, but we hope that you people will fill it out. They can also come down to the station and fill it out, and we want folks' input.
All right. Thank you very much, Monica. Thank you very much, Erin. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to the listeners for tuning in to News from the Boo this week. We will join you all again next Wednesday.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm here at KBOO. I'm a volunteer with the evening news. You've been hearing me a little bit if you were listening before. We're in that transition period between the news. But you've been hearing News from the Boo, which is where we tell you about new things going on in KBOO. And you just heard Erin explaining how people become active here. And that's something that's really easy for you to do. Every single person you hear on air has gotten trained here and gone through our training and learned how to become a reporter, learned how to become a producer. All of that happens because you become a member or you renew your membership. That's the only way it happens, as a matter of fact. Without the support of every one of you, we couldn't do it. The number to do that right now is 877-500-526. We need two of you to call in with $100 or four of you with $50. We got all sorts of great prizes to give you, from audio flash drives, from having a tree planted in your name, to getting the KBOO mug. But the most important thing is that you get to know that you have supported activism on the issues that you care about by supporting KBOO News. I know that much of the news that we brought you this evening, you would not hear anywhere else except for KBOO. And some of it you might hear, but you'd have to search through a lot of different servers and ways to get it on the website, go to a bunch of different news sites, rather than having someone try to pick out what's really important for you and let you have it every night. Maybe you work a little too hard to be able to have the rest of that time. We respect that you work hard and that you earn your money, but we want some of it. Maybe 1 hour a month would be what you could donate, say $12. You know, maybe you make $12 an hour. Maybe you make $25 an hour. Plenty of you actually do have good jobs that make that. Contribute that amount. You would make a difference. In fact, if you call in with that $25 a month pledge right now, you will help us make our goal for the KBOO Evening News, and we only have minutes to go. So, you know, if you like what you've been hearing about KBOO and you appreciate the honest, raw, real news that people from this community put their effort into bringing to you, show your support and show it with dollars. It really does make a difference. 877-500-5266. Don't let me forget to tell you that you can also just go to the website. You can pull out your smartphone, go to your computer, go to kboo.fm. It takes about 3 minutes to do the whole thing online. It's easy to do. You know, make a monthly donation. That makes it stable and ongoing, and you know you can count on that KBOO is adequately funded to be able to bring you the news. We never have a bunch of extra. I promise you, we're not one of those organizations at the end of the year that goes, it's the end of the fiscal year, we've got to spend some money. No, we are really careful with your money, and your dollar makes a big difference. It's 877-500-5266. I'll say it one more time really slow so that you can hear it good. And please, let's hear all of the phones ringing behind us. We want ring, 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 like that. 877-500-5266. Know that your dollars make a difference. Please call us right now. And now, back to, oh, I want to tell you, Right to Survive is coming up. One of our great local programs. I don't think you'll ever hear a program like this on any other station. You know, show your support and do it right now. 877-500-5266. And now back to our programming.
What's your vision for your community radio station? How do you see the mission of KABU? The KABU Foundation has a programming charter and strategic plan, and now it's time for a mission and vision statement to help direct our policy and inspire the community. From now through May 15th, we're inviting member input on our website. Visit kboo.fm/survey2015 to take our survey. You can also read up on our programming charter and other guidelines and find frequently asked questions at the same page, kboo.fm/survey2015. Or you can pick up a copy of the survey at the station. And on Saturday, May 30th, we'll be hosting a mission and vision retreat for members. If you'd like to attend, get in touch with Monica Beamer and RSVP. The email address is